Here we are following Jesus, basking in the warm glow of his healing love, experiencing his healing presence in the warmth of community and the mystery of the sacraments. When we encounter once again the disorienting symbol of the cross, Jesus says to his disciples, "The Son of Man," meaning himself, "must undergo great suffering, be rejected, and then be killed." Peter reacts without hearing the rest of what Jesus says, and after 3 days rise again. Instead, Peter rebukes Jesus for saying these words he does not understand. Jesus says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." And then Jesus takes his argument even further. "Not only do I have to suffer on the cross, but so do you." He says, "If anyone wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Jesus makes this surprising, seemingly impossible demand. How can we actually do that? St. Paul refers to the scandal of the cross, which is at the center of our faith. It's probably the hardest part of the Christian faith is the cross. But without the cross, we'd simply be perhaps another social club or a service club. Not that there's anything wrong with being a service club, but that's not what we are. At the center of our faith is the way of the cross, which is the way of Christ. Christ shows us the way of fearless self-giving. Christ shows us the way to be free from selfishness in order to be a person for others. In reflecting what it means to follow the way of the cross, I remembered my bishop, Jim Cruikshank, who ordained me years ago. When Jim became the bishop of Caribou, he knew that there was unfinished business in a town called Lytton. The Diocese of Caribou is a small diocese in the middle of British Columbia, extends from Kamloops in the south to Prince George in the north, and on the western part of the diocese is the little village of Lytton, which is in the Fraser Canyon. In the old days before the Coquihalla, you have to drive through Lytton on your way east along the Trans-Canada Highway. Over 100 years ago, there was a school called the St. George's Indian Residential School established in Lytton. It was part of a system across the country for educating Native children. Unfortunately, a lot of bad things happened at the St. George's Residential School, and Bishop Jim knew something about that. He went to Lytton and he posted notices in town inviting survivors of the school to get together. He used the term survivors intentionally, not just asking for students, but asking for survivors, because he knew that they had survived a terrible ordeal. And so he began a process of healing and reconciliation, assembling healing circles, inviting people to share their stories. His primary job was to listen as people told their painful stories. He did not try to defend the church. He did not try to explain what happened. He simply listened. He was a model of the suffering servant, listening to deeply painful stories which entered his heart and caused him great grief. During that time, he offered a heartfelt apology. He didn't have it vetted by the lawyers, he just said it. And it was later used in court as evidence of what they call vicarious liability, which is when you're held responsible for someone else's behavior or crimes. But just Bishop Jim showed the way of the cross, choosing the way of vulnerability, choosing the way of servanthood, of simply listening to people who had a hard story to hear. He offered himself in that process. Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" Who do you say that I am? That's a haunting question. I wonder what would happen if, when we look in the mirror in the morning, we asked ourselves that question. Who do you say that I am? Dare I call myself a Christian? Am I self-centered or self-giving? Dare I pick up my cross and follow Jesus? Who do you say that I am? One writer notes that picking up one's cross is not accepting just any burden, but rather being prepared to put one's life on the line for the sake of the gospel. It's about making a choice to follow Jesus. Now, as overwhelming as that choice might seem, we don't have to do it all by ourselves. In Matthew's gospel, we hear these words from Jesus, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We can take up our cross only because Jesus did it first. We take up our cross knowing that Jesus is with us every step of the way. None of us is perfect. All of us make mistakes. Sometimes we are selfish when we should not be. Sometimes we are rude to people when we should not be. And that's why we confess on Sundays. We admit our failings. We admit that we have not lived up to such a high standard. But the good news is that Jesus loves us anyway. We never have to earn the love of Christ. Jesus loves us and invites us to follow him every day. It is Jesus who shows us the way of self-giving. Jesus shows us how to live free from selfishness and fear. May Jesus give us the grace to be faithful followers in the way of the cross. Amen.